are here to take your phone calls. If you make them, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 on this, the Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. It is Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours, free, at freetalklive.com. So continue here on kind of the same topic. We were talking about some of the interesting scientific studies that have come out about certain hallucinogenic drugs that possibly point to them being of quite a bit of assistance for people with problems like depression or OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, perhaps anxiety, other things like that. And so on the good news about illegal drugs front, here is some news that's actually, well, it's kind of a retread of news that we reported on about a decade ago. That remember the old Institute of Medicine study from the year 2000? This was the government-funded study that found out many of the opposite things that the government was hoping it would find out. Like, the Institute of Medicine discovered that marijuana, or cannabis, is not a gateway drug. That was one of the conclusions that was very firm that the Institute of Medicine study came to. I think it was 1999 or the year 2000 in which that study was done. And, of course, the U.S. federal government did everything they could to brush that information under a rug because, well, they've been saying for years that marijuana is a gateway drug. And what the study found was that essentially if marijuana or cannabis is a gateway drug, it's only that because it's being sold on the black market. So since the drug dealers would be interested in getting their clients hooked on other products, they have an incentive to introduce them, so to speak, to their cannabis using clients. And so it's that proximity within the prohibition, the black market that is created by prohibition, that increases the likelihood that somebody who was a cannabis user will try other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the drug itself. Absent any of those other circumstances, the drug cannabis is not a gateway drug. And indeed, here it is again, a decade later, PhysOrg.com shows, this is a different study, new research from the University of New Hampshire, shows that the gateway effect of marijuana, that teenagers who use marijuana are more likely to move on to harder illicit drugs as young adults, is overblown. Again, from PhysOrg.com, whether teenagers who smoked pot will use other illicit drugs as young adults has more to do with life factors such as employment status and stress. According to new research, in fact, the strongest predictor of whether someone will use other illicit drugs is their race or ethnicity, not whether they have ever used marijuana. Conducted by UNH Associate Professors of Sociology Karen Van Gundy and Cesar Rebellion, the research appears in the September 2010 issue of the Journal of Health and Social Behavior in the article A Life Course Perspective on the Gateway Hypothesis. They say in their study that in light of these findings, we urge U.S. drug control policymakers to consider stress and life course approaches in their pursuit of solutions to the drug problem, whatever that means. The researchers used survey data from 1,286 young adults who attended Miami-Dade public schools in the 1990s. Within the final sample, 26% of the respondents are African American, 44% are Hispanic, and 30% are non-Hispanic white. The researchers found that young adults who did not graduate from high school or attend college were more likely to have used marijuana as teenagers and other illicit substances in young adulthood. In addition, those who used marijuana as teenagers were unemployed following high school were more likely to use other illicit drugs. However, the association between teenage marijuana use and other illicit drug abuse by young adults fades once stresses such as employment diminish. Employment in young adulthood can protect people by closing the marijuana gateway, so over-criminalizing youth marijuana use might create more serious problems if it interferes with later employment opportunities. So just to get that through, what they're saying there is that because marijuana is criminalized And if young people get caught with marijuana, as a young person, when it's the easiest to get caught with marijuana, they get themselves a criminal record. That may make it more difficult for them to secure decent employment into the future. And their study shows that people who are not employed, or people who are not employed very, very well, are not, they are the highest of likelihoods to move on to addictions and abuse of harder drugs.
Sure. It makes sense, right?
So this war on drugs, what they're saying here is that the war on drugs is driving people to more harder drug abuse, because it makes people's, the consequences of the enforcement of the war on drugs makes people's lives worse.
Yeah, the war on drugs is far worse than what it is they're trying to stop.
And we know that people attempt to compensate for problems in their lives by using substances that alter their consciousness. This is one of the things that human beings are known for doing, is trying to get away from our problems. And that's what could be.
For whatever reason that people decide to alter their consciousness, they've done it for a myriad of reasons.
Sure, but that's a pretty popular one, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. If it's available. And in cultures where you can, there's mind-altering substances that are available on a regular basis. You know, some people use them just because they like their mind being altered all the time.
Sure.
Whether it's, some will use it, from a cultural standpoint. They'll use it for mingling with other people. But many of them will do it for sort of ritualistic reasons at parties, for celebrations. I mean, this is very common in sort of Stone Age cultures that have been studied. The shamans will use it for spiritual reasons or whatever it is that they think that they're doing. So there's a variety of reasons why people will alter their consciousness. But people want to alter their consciousness. And you're not just talking about people. You're talking about all kinds of vertebrates. And it's probably been studied in invertebrates too. But, there's all kinds of studies of baboons getting drunk and birds getting drunk
sure.
Getting their minds altered. Creatures like to alter their minds. And, either it's just some kind of coping mechanism that from a evolutionary sort of thing or God instilled it in them for whatever reason. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I can look at the facts and I can see that a lot of people like it for whatever reason. I mean, there are downsides, and I think that we should work very hard at handling those downsides. But calling the fact that you alter your consciousness the downside and then trying to stop that, they tried that with prohibition in this country, and it resulted in terrible, terrible consequences for the whole nation.
Yeah.
But people will not, when they just cannot get it through their heads that this is the problem. It's your reaction to it is the problem, not the item itself. It's your sanctimony. It's your fear surrounding your kids. Those are the problems, not the items themselves.
There's a little bit more here from the study in the University of New Hampshire. They also found that once young adults reach age 21, the gateway effect subsides entirely. They say that while marijuana use may serve as a gateway to other illicit drug use in adolescence, our results indicate that the effect may be short-lived, subsiding by age 21. Interestingly, age emerges as a protective status above and beyond the other life statuses and conditions considered here. We find that respondents age out of marijuana's gateway effect, regardless of early teen stress, exposure or education, work or family statuses, say the researchers. They found that the strongest predictor of other illicit drug use appears to be race, ethnicity, not prior use of marijuana. Non-Hispanic whites show the greatest odds of other illicit substance use, followed by Hispanics and then African Americans. Strange, huh?
So regular white folks are more likely to use drugs than anybody else?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Wow, I find that. What are they classifying as drugs? I mean, I just wonder. It surprises me, those numbers.
Stuff besides cannabis. I'm not sure. So there you have it. Some more information on gateway effect, the so-called gateway effect.
Okay.
So they're kind of acknowledging that they think that some level of a gateway effect exists simply because of peer pressure and the circumstances that a young person
sure.
is
the
in.
It's the drug war that causes the gateway effect, not the drugs themselves. And as long as they can keep on pounding this message home, that it's people's reaction to the drugs that causes the gateway effect, not, in fact, the drugs themselves. I mean, why wouldn't tobacco or alcohol or I don't even know what, cars, be considered the gateway drug if, all these things can be correlated to teen drug use, right?
Indeed, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a man convicted for doing what? Well, it's Illinois, so could be almost anything. In his case, it's for filming, and we'll tell you what's happening to him here in a little bit from coplock.org. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at JuicyJuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It is a live Labor Day edition of the program. We will take your calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a bulletin board system, a lot of folks there, a lot of posts. So go over and interact over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Joe Terralupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique jewelry. All he does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. It's lclreport.com.
All right. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Now, as I mentioned, we are here live, so you are still always welcome to take control of the airwaves. Meantime, we go to copblock.org, where they are reporting on, and I feel like we've talked about this case before, but we've talked about so many of them, it just all runs together. People being arrested for using a video camera in a public place. Well, if you get arrested for doing that in Illinois, it's worse. Things are real bad in a handful of states.
Is that the state that charges you with a felony and it's specific?
I think that's so. It's one of the worst.
It's specific that you may not record. This isn't one of those strange interpretations of the wiretapping law in Illinois. In Illinois, I believe the law states specifically you may not record a police officer in the line of his duty. Because
this one I don't think was even a police officer.
Uh-oh.
So Gregory Koger will be sentenced on Wednesday this week for videotaping with his cell phone at a controversial public meeting. In a shockingly unprecedented move, the judge instantly revoked Mr. Koger's bail bond after he was convicted of misdemeanor charges on August 26th and sent him immediately to jail. Scott Frankel, I mean, they're taking this guy pretty seriously here. Scott Frankel, Koger's attorney, has appealed the bond's revocation, saying, "I was stunned by the court's decision to revoke Gregory's bond. A number of experienced criminal defense lawyers have commented that they've never heard of this happening before in a misdemeanor case. Even with most felony convictions, judges normally would raise post-conviction bail, but would rarely deny it entirely. Why should Mr. Koger face a long jail term for using an iPhone? The use of such camera phones has become ubiquitous for bringing events of the day to TV as well as to the Internet. Are the police now free to arrest, beat, and prosecute photographers who are documenting controversial public events? Well, what was he doing? Mr. Koger was convicted of trespassing, but actually he was videotaping before an event began that was publicized as open to the public. And there's no law against filming at a public event. The prosecutor made it appear to the jury as if filming is the same as trespassing. But the trespass law states that you must be ordered to leave and then show that you intend to remain after you have been given said notice to leave. Despite the defense attorney's objections, the judge didn't bother to correct this misinterpretation, this misimpression. Testimony in court made it clear that Mr. Koger was told to quit filming, but he was not clearly audibly ordered to leave until the police were dragging him out of the auditorium. According to attorney Frankel, the police then threw him against a wall, pushed him to the floor, maced him after he was handcuffed, and then charged him with resisting arrest.
Yeah, it's interesting how you can mace somebody after they get handcuffed. What's the point in that?
Punishment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
As a result, Mr. Koger has a $1,000 emergency room bill for his injuries. As a way to cover up their brutality, police charged Koger with resisting arrest and simple battery. And these kinds of charges are described by an American Constitution Society issues brief as cover charges, because they're used to cover up police misconduct. Koger was convicted of those charges, but the court procedure and conflicting evidence were very questionable and offer excellent grounds for an appeal, which his lawyer says will be filed. Now, Koger was arrested on November 1, 2009 at the Ethical Humanist Society of Chicago as he videotaped a brief statement that Sansara Taylor was making before the group's Sunday program was scheduled to begin. Ms. Taylor had been invited to the previous July to speak that day, but EHSC canceled their invitation 2 weeks before her scheduled talk. In her very short statement, Ms. Taylor objected to the cancellation and invited attendees to hear her speak that morning at the home of an EHSC member. As she announced that she was leaving, police arrested Mr. Koger. Koger is now in jail and could be facing a long sentence. The reason the prosecutor gave the unprecedented bail for the revocation was that Mr. Koger spent years in prison for crimes stemming from his youth, and the judge added that she was revoking bail because the jury had just found him guilty of the misdemeanors. Now, Koger's childhood was extremely difficult and included periods when his entire family was homeless. While Koger was in prison for his youthful mistakes, he underwent a major conversion and decided to devote his life to helping other people who'd been born in the same kind of unfortunate circumstances he had. After his release, he became a social justice activist and a paralegal in a law firm where he helps indigent people.
He's a dangerous man.
His work at my law offices has helped many people, says one of the attorneys at law who has apparently hired him, including women who need child support and several people suing to defend their civil rights. He'll be testifying at the sentencing hearing. He works hard and efficiently, and he's turned his life around and devotes every waking hour to helping other people. Mr. Radoslawski, that man, is one of many people who will provide character reference at Koger's sentencing hearing. Local priest will testify about Koger's ethical behavior and his dedication to social justice and peace. He says, "I'm astonished by the extreme measures taken against Gregory Koger, all for a misdemeanor charge. This is not justice, especially for a person of his moral standing." This is the same case where, in April, the prosecutor brought criminal contempt charges against Koger in a unsuccessful attempt, rather, to shut down his defense committee's website. Those charges raised serious First Amendment rights issues, as does Mr. Koger's conviction for taking pictures.
It's all very strange. I mean, these really do raise some serious questions about this judge and what he's letting happen. This is a guy who was using his iPhone.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. I mean, look, if the guy was trespassing, then that's one thing, but it's if he was ordered to leave.
It was supposed to be an event open to the public, right?
Purportedly, yeah.
I mean,
you can tell somebody to leave, though. I mean, if somebody is acting out or something like that, you could tell somebody to leave. But to throw a man out who's got a video camera at an event that's open to the public seems pretty absurd.
Well, you know, the one good thing, if you can find a silver lining, it's a thin one, and it's a pretty dark cloud. But these things have to happen in order for this change to occur in society. This is a change that is inevitable. Its time has come, and it will occur. That videotaping will become so ubiquitous, and the courts have to learn. People, you know, if you don't want your bad behavior to be videotaped, stop acting badly.
Yeah.
That's the answer to this. It isn't to shove your hand in somebody's face or push them down or, expect them to stop videotaping in a public place, a place where, you know, the public's been welcome or whatever. You know, sorry, that's just not it's not going to be the answer anymore.
And how weird that the Ethical Humanist Society is at the center of all this, an organization you would think would be a little more tolerant of a man with an iPhone.
Well, I don't know that I would necessarily think that was true.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's KI4U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website and enjoy the features there free. We've got stuff like our webcam, which allows you to watch and listen to the show, as well as chat, because our chat room is built into the same page. It is all free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memorydealers.com is has the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and XUs. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. At up to 99% off of list price. I've gone there. I've looked myself at these prices, and they are up to 99% off of list price. You can go check it out yourself at memorydealers.com. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything. Go unscreen to the amp lines. You are on the air. Who's this?
Doug from Minnesota. I'm so excited to be on screen again. Woo-hoo!
Doug, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm going to ask Free Talk Live to deliver a service to me, but I think other people in the Liberty Movement may be interested in this service, too.
All right. Go for it.
And I know you're going to hate this, Ian. The service I'm interested in, being election season and all, is to have you guys track libertarian candidates.
What do you mean track them?
If they're raising a lot of money, if they are in a district that is doing well, and you know, I'm sure the LP News has these things, the LP website has these things.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the LP News anymore. I revoked my membership publicly a couple of years ago.
And neither do I.
Are you at a waterfall taking a bath?
I'm in the car, and it's raining really hard here in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
But I think other liberty lovers may be interested, even if it's from the perspective of laughing at them. I'm okay with that.
Well, no, Doug. I mean, I've always been a supporter of whatever it takes, you know, to get to the ideas of freedom, of to get them out there. And if there's a liberty-oriented candidate that's doing that in an exceptionally appreciable manner, I think that they should be shown for and highlighted for that. So, I mean, do you know of a campaign that's particularly outstanding?
Well, I don't. Well, you know, except for, like, you know, Cubby running for South Lake Tahoe City Council, who he's doing really well. But, you know, maybe someone, you know how, like, every now and then Dennis calls in with the roundup of the in-the-system news?
Yeah.
Maybe someone should call in, and I know it probably should be me, because here I am asking for someone else, but
yeah.
I don't get LP News anymore either.
That was gonna be my suggestion. I mean, you can keep track of that yourself and let us know if somebody's outstanding. I mean, we've been talking about John Dennis. I mean, he's not running as a Libertarian Party candidate, but he is running as far as I'm concerned, a Libertarian. He's very liberty-minded from what I've seen of what he's said. We've had him on the show before, and he's up against Nancy Pelosi, so in a fairly big name race where he beat the neocon Republican. So I mean we've talked about John Dennis.
That's true, and I always appreciate that, and that's the kind of stuff I'm kind of interested in hearing more about.
Okay.
So maybe if someone else is hearing my voice and has their thumb on the LP area a little bit, they may call in on maybe a weekly basis to give you a rundown of what candidate might be doing well, might be raising money, might be in a race that is winnable, so to speak, and we can all laugh at them after November, of course.
All right, the challenge is out.
I always wonder because, you know, like I want facts when I'm looking at a candidate. I want to know, okay, what are you polling at? What are you doing to get out there in the community? And what I feel like I get from a lot of libertarian candidates is a lot of talk. Some of them win. I mean, I know a guy who has, you know, hasn't necessarily. Yeah, has run as a libertarian, although he is not. It's a selectman seat, so it's a nonpartisan race, and you know he knows how to campaign and make it happen. But it seems like you get a lot of lip service. Oh yeah, things are going great out here in Iowa. We've been running in Des Moines, knocking on doors, passing out pamphlets. We've been actually got one debate, and the newspaper. Well, you know they covered the candidate. They'll say things that you know I have no way of really checking or not checking, and then they get their 2% and they're out the door, and they didn't really do anything more than any of the other candidates that really don't do anything. It seems like a lot of people run for the Libertarian Party as paper candidates. They get on the ballot, and they have no intention of really trying because they have no intention, they have no expectation of really winning.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I agree with that. And I'm interested in a couple things. Maybe those candidates who think they have a chance, it'd be interesting to hear their perspective. Maybe you could grill them on why you think they have a chance. And then maybe a third, I know, Richard Winger, what is that paper he runs? Third Party News, I believe it's called. And he tracks Green, Peace and Freedom, you know, all the other Reform, Independence Party in Minnesota. You know, and he really tracks them as far as winnability. It'd be interesting to have a little update from him. Only during election season here, you know, November is coming up and everything.
Yeah, well, I'd be very interested to know if there are any candidates that are outstanding for some reason. I tend to agree with where Mark is coming from in that most of the libertarian candidates are doing what they can, which means not much in this.
I don't even think most of them are doing what they can
within a system in which it makes it very difficult for them to do much of anything. And
you might
so,
be able to convince me.
You've got yourself on the ballot, that's great. Just because you've got yourself on the ballot and have been invited to be interviewed in front of the local newspaper editorial board, like they do with every single candidate, doesn't mean that it's really worth talking about. Give me something, you know, something that sizzles, Doug.
Sorry, I was on the ballot in California for assembly. I was endorsed by the Costa Mesa mayor at the time, which was the largest city in the district I was in. It means nothing.
Yeah, so I want to know from whoever it is that's interested in talking about these candidates, you know, what makes them so special? Because, you see, one of the things that will happen is if we give one candidate an interview, then all of them are going to want an
interview. Oh, my goodness.
All of them are going to want an interview. So there's no, you're never going to hear like a candidate spotlight or anything like that on this program. Somebody has to really be outstanding, I think, for us to really be talking about what they're doing. Give us something sexy. Give us something that's unique, something that is worthy of discussion, because otherwise there are hundreds of likely, I'm predicting that there are likely hundreds of people calling themselves libertarians, whether they are or not is another question, but calling themselves libertarians running for political offices of various different levels all across the country. So which, you know, three are really worth talking about? And I would say John Dennis is probably, you know, one of those three.
He's not a libertarian, he's a Republican. But
no,
yeah.
I don't think, would he back away from that word if he was
I don't know
that?
What he would do.
He's been touted by our friends over at antiwar.com. I mean, they're not going to tout too many Republicans over there. Say again, Doug.
What party is he running under?
The Republican Party, and he beat the neocon guy in the primary out in San Francisco. Gal.
Oh, is he actually the Republican in that district then?
That's
correct.
He's
the Republican running against the Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, out there in San Francisco.
And
he's worthy of your money, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I've given him some.
He's got the chops, unlike a certain son of a very popular politician who is just a statist.
Well, he may very well be hiding his views, which is what I suspect he's doing. But, you know, he's not pushing the message in the same way that I feel he should.
That John Dennis is.
Yeah,
I think,
right.
John Dennis is. So, yeah, find me somebody else of that caliber, and we'll talk about him or her.
Good ideas, guys. I hope someone. Maybe I'll go knock on Richard Ringer's door and say, "Hey, dude, you got a platform here? Call in once in a while. Give him your best." And he just tracks third-party candidates. That's all he does. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard of the blog, the third-party whatever blog, third-party. Third-party news.
All right.
There you go, Doug.
Thanks for letting me spout.
Hey, by all means, thanks for the suggestion, and the invitation is open. So Doug wants to hear about exciting liberty-oriented candidates. I got to tell you, it takes a lot to get me into that category about feeling excited about a liberty-oriented candidate.
Isn't Doug the one who won Miss Pole Dancing at Porkfest?
That's the man.
He is quite a pole dancer.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. Maybe you've got an answer for Doug. Or you can, again, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Head on over there. Enjoy all the features and enjoy them for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites. Mark, there is one way that's a pretty important way that listeners of ours can help support the show. It's the Free Talk Live AMP program. What is that?
The AMP program's the opportunity that you have to join the Free Talk Live club. You get special perks like your own call-in line and a forum on the BBS, and there's several other things. There's an AMP podcast that doesn't have any ads in it. But more importantly, the AMP dollars are used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It does not go to, you know, pay mortgages or car payments or anything that has to do with paychecks. We only take the money and we use it to do industry advertising or go to conventions and things like that. You were just working today, I know, on the Talkers Magazine half-page ad that we put in every other issue. We are frugal as we can be with this money, but obviously you need to get your name out. And that Talkers ad has put us into the ranks of the if not the big boys, at least the mid-sized boys. We're on Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. We have been for 2 years. We moved from number 97 to number 84. Don't quote me on those numbers. Go to Talkers Magazine and check for yourself.
But
it's pretty close as far as those numbers go.
It's all thanks to listeners like you.
Yeah, those ads are raising our profile. We're going to be going out to a convention in the relatively near future. Amplifiers are going to be paying for that. I suppose on that instance, they'll be paying for some meals and hotels. So I guess you could talk about, we're getting some personal benefit, but you know, I'd rather stay home than go out to a talk radio convention. So thanks to the amplifiers for getting us out in front of, the people that make these decisions. So you can join by going to amp.freetalklive.com. The minimum contribution or membership fee or whatever you want to call it is $3 a month, and you get all the perks with $3 a month. There are people that choose to amp at levels like $5, $10, $25 a month. They've got special metal symbols next to their names on the BBS. You can be a silver amplifier or a platinum amplifier or whatever it is that you prefer. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to Morpheus listening in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Morpheus.
Hey, how's it going there, brothers?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I'm just over here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're getting ready for the We Are Change conference on 9/11, Our Lives After 9/11, which we're putting together care packages. We've made over 1,100 DVDs and some other goodies to be passing out. We made some piss cards. Says Giuliani pisses on 911 first responders that go in the urinals. I don't know if you guys want to Google. We did that when Giuliani was in Phoenix back in, I think it was September, October last year. Him and Laura Bush and Colin Powell. So we made some piss cards for him and put them in the urinals. And so we're making about 500 of those for those guys. And, you know, I'm here with Jet Lacy, and we're just doing the deal, man.
So go ahead.
No, I was at a local event here over the weekend in Keene, New Hampshire, the Music Fest, and was handing out some information about freekeene.com to the attendees there, handing out hundreds of flyers to people. And I encountered some folks that were very, very nice, that were listeners of the show, of Free Talk Live, and their issue was the 9/11 thing. And, of course, whenever I hear people bringing up 9/11, I have to wonder, you know, what is it that hasn't been discovered about this yet? I mean, what information do you want to get out that, you know, you feel like you haven't gotten out yet in the last almost entire decade surrounding this? Because we've had people calling our show talking about it for a long time, and I've been skeptical on both sides. I think that I don't know what the real story is. I don't know if, I certainly don't believe the government story, and I don't know if the conspiracy theorists have it all together either, as far as what, you know, what really happened. And I'm not even certain that I've even come close to being convinced that what really happened really makes much of a difference in the long run. So what would you say to that?
Well, I don't know if we will ever really know what actually did happen, because a lot of people have, you know, passed away, time's gone, the evidence is gone, but I can absolutely for 100% say without a question of doubt in my mind, in any way, shape, or form, is how did steel frame buildings come down at the rate of free fall in the direction of maximum resistance, in the direction of their own footprint? I mean, these buildings came down at free fall speeds with 80,000 tons, which is over a million pounds of steel and concrete in the way at the rate of free fall.
So, well, again, there are a lot of very interesting and intriguing questions that surround. I mean, the Building 7, of course, is a very good question. How did that come down when it wasn't even hit by an airplane? So, I mean, I agree with you that there's some very interesting points that should be brought up. But do you feel that this is, do you feel that the 9/11 truth message is persuasive?
Yeah, is it the shortest path between point A, which is government tyranny, and point B, which is some higher level of freedom than we currently have today? Is the shortest path and the one of least resistance the one through the Twin Towers?
Well, for a lot of people, it did wake a lot of people up. I mean, I had known a lot of this stuff, and then after 9/11 came around, it kind of re-energized my thinking, because I looked at the evidence and I said, it's impossible for what they said to have happened the way they said it. And if that's the case, how could they have possibly covered it up without it being a conspiracy? So the conspiracy is not on the end of the people who question the how the buildings came down. The conspiracy is on the side of the government who come up with these phony, ridiculous reasons of how steel frame buildings come down at the rate of free fall in direction of maximum resistance.
Well, sure. Right, indeed. It may have turned you on to it, but you would have to ask, what year was it that happened for you? And is there a freshness date? Is there an expiration date to a piece of information? Because one might be able to, use the JFK assassination.
Oklahoma City
as an attempt to show people that there are, you know, people in government that might be nefarious folks that wish bad things on the people they serve or something, you know, whatever the line is. But it doesn't seem to me that those are the shortest paths of resistance. It seems like using things that are going on today might be the CDs you guys pass out, the Obama deception and all that stuff. I think that's good stuff. I just wonder if the 9/11 message is the right one.
Well, it really doesn't. I think it doesn't really matter. When you wake one person up, it's kind of like what would you rather have? $1 million today, or one grain of rice multiply or doubled for every square on a chessboard?
Well, I understand the point that you're getting at there, and I have to say that when I was brought in, you mentioned that this brought you in. The folks I met over the weekend, again, very nice folks, I think with the best of intentions. There's no doubt that they were brought into a movement that has general liberty themes surrounding it. I wouldn't say the 9/11 truthers are particularly I think they're probably many of them are more liberty oriented than the average person in America, but many of them are not liberty oriented, and they want to get their people in charge of the government, and so it's not necessarily a liberty community in the way that that I see it. But just looking at what these folks are saying, there's no doubt that message brought them in. It did. They were telling me it helped them question mm-hmm. their belief systems and shattered their old paradigm, and that all makes sense. And I can't say anything negative toward that.
Right?
I can't say anything negative toward that. But I was brought into the liberty movement through the Libertarian Party. And if I had glommed on to the Libertarian Party as, the best solution for introducing people to liberty simply because it worked for me.
It was probably that same path for me, the Libertarian Party, but I would not call that the shortest path between A point A and point B.
Nor would I. And I've cut them out of my life at this point. I publicly left the Libertarian Party because I saw later, after working my butt off for years trying to promote them, I saw later that there were more effective ways to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and that doing the same thing over and over again and getting poor results as I was with the Libertarian Party, I needed to move on. I mean, do you feel like your results that you're getting with the 9/11 truth message are increasing over time? That's bringing people to a message of liberty, or is it just bringing to distrust of the current structure of government?
Sometimes one way, sometimes the other way. But I believe that part of the situation is you have to have people understand that the government is a criminal organization. And once folks understand that when you take the word government and you replace it with the word mafia, everything they do comes snaps right into focus.
Oh, I agree with that statement completely, Morpheus, and I wish you good luck with your convention. And thank you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This Labor Day edition, Hour 3, is coming up next. We're here live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.